This is the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to give us some guidance as to what's been happening in the fundamentals of the marketplace and how trade moved in Chicago for the day. What'd you think of the corn and the bean pits?
Well, you know, we come in today, after we ended the month, and seemed to somewhat end the squeeze on the bean meal. You know, we were lower yesterday, and we followed through overnight and continued on today with that. The bean meal did have a wild ride today, closing narrowly lower, but, you know, when it was down hard, why, our beans were down hard. And I think that that's looking at the last part of the crop to come in, hardly any place to store it, and that one's coming to market, and the processors are feeling a little more easy getting another 3-4 days of crush on hand.
So once, how did this all take place? So is it partially that bean meal went off the board, or the lead option month from October is gone, that trains are freeing up? What happened to make bean meal such a hot commodity?
Well, I think first off, our pipeline was very empty.
Mm-hmm.
The Southeast growers went as low as they could on stocking up on the very expensive. Remember when we had the $3 premiums on beans for the last to catch up on the crush and keep it going? And meal is very expensive for that point in time. And they thought that would fill in easier after that. Basically, along the way, the weather held us weak. We didn't have lots of beans to crush. But the rail cars just are not moving like they should, and they have in the past. And it left them sort of short of meal in the meantime. And they had to pick up with the truck meal, so they were turning around and buying truck meal. They'd already bought meal for that time period, but they didn't want to cancel that. So basically, we double-booked meal for a while, along with a very, very aggressive bean meal export program that was put on out of the Gulf. So that, along with loading beans to China out of every port except Toledo last week and going over 100 million loadouts in 1 week to China, you know, kept this bean market pretty spiffy.
All right, it kept it spiffy, but as you look forward, is there any reason to believe that the problems from the past, minus the fact that we now have the crop in and we have the beans around, will keep the price of soybeans supported going into the future?
Well, I think, you know, it's not going to totally fall apart because we've got a very, very aggressive bean meal and bean export program out of the Gulf for the next 2-3 months. And so farmers are going to have to be coaxed to let a few beans go between now and then. But I think as we get the situation straightened out, and I'd say straightened out on getting the pipeline filled back in over the next 2 weeks, as we get that done, and I think that our buyers in the Southeast may be bringing in a boatload of bean meal from South America, or they are going to keep a closer watch and knowing that they have to switch to truck goods after that. So that's going to be one of the things I think will settle us down a little bit. We've got enough beans in this country that we can afford to get bean meal to everybody that needs it for feed here and our export business, as long as we can keep it moving to the right place.
On that supply note, enough beans in this country, what, 450 million bushels in ending stocks, according to USDA in October. Of course, they'll update that on the 10th of this month when the WASDE numbers come out. With a $10 mark in front of the November of this year, nearly $10 for next year, are there things producers need to be thinking about in marketing terms for soybeans?
Well, you know, we've been very aggressive in looking at $10 puts in the next November, trying to sort of secure that in there. We're sort of feeling that when we get straightened around here, that this is not a bad price. To have done some pricing on this last run-up of some unpriced beans from this year's harvest. So, you know, we've been more aggressive marketers than market holders, I guess.
There are some new numbers out from, what, FC Stone and, a couple of other places. But it looks to me as if they, when they look forward to ending stocks and the size of this year's crop, just refigured acreage and dropped back their total production. But not by a lot, and it's still above what USDA has put in the can to this point.
That's what we looked at there. At first, said, oh, there was a cutback, but it's still above what the USDA has. Informa generally tries to report what they figure the government will say. FC Stone and the Lynn Group and that tries to say what they think the ending numbers will be. So, you know, Informa did the corn yield. They lowered it to 174.4. and their soybeans, they raised it to 47.9. So, you know, a little bit of a cutback in that corn number that a lot of people weren't expecting.
On the Lynn Group, by the way, Roy Huckabee of the Lynn Group will be our extra panelist this week on Commodity Week. We'll record that Thursday afternoon. Should be up on the website at willag.org on Thursday evening, and then it'll air on the Commodity Week slot. That comes up after the closing market report on Fridays. Turn your attention to the livestock very quickly for me. There are still some really high numbers for feeder cattle and for live cattle. They have bunched up against $170 a couple of times. Will they stay there?
That is a big question. I think that we probably will for right now. I mean, the meat demand has stayed strong, and if we can see prices dropping at the gas pump, people like to eat steak, they like to eat beef, they like to have their hamburger. And if they can have a little extra money that they don't have to put in their gas tank, I think we'll continue to see the beef prices stay strong. And if the corn prices drop, if the meal prices drop, feeder cattle are going to be in demand. And there's areas in the Dakotas and that area where, you know, they just can't get their corn moved out, so it's better to turn it into beef.
Wayne Nelson, of course, is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us on this Tuesday afternoon. Wayne, thanks for being with us for the day.